Tonight, as part of our service, we'll be continuing practice that we learned last Lent during this time. A group of us have been participating in something called the Thrive Team, the Examine Church program through Marquette, and we've been practicing a type of prayer called the Examine, or the Examen, depending on how you choose to pronounce it. It is a different type of prayer, probably for many of us. It is a prayer not so much about speaking and naming, but it is about listening to God and resting in the presence of God. So we will be doing a brief time with the Examen. There will be a lot of silence within it. During that time, you're invited. I'll be guiding it, so you know what to be reflecting on and focusing on. But during the times of silence, you're invited to just pay attention to what comes to mind, what is going on. One of the things with the Examen that has been very useful for me as I've practiced it is learning to pay attention to my emotions and what I am feeling or experiencing in my days. Too often, I think we very quickly either respond to our emotions and react out of them, or very quickly we say, oh, well, I shouldn't be feeling that, and we shove it aside and ignore it. But emotions, as I was reminded today in conversation by someone, are a gift from God. They are given to us with a purpose. And part of the Examen prayer is to pay attention to those emotions and then to reflect on what it might be that God is telling us through them. That emotions can be a signpost that are maybe reacting out of that portion of us that is rebelling against God and leading us astray, or they might be a reflection of the Holy Spirit within us trying to draw us towards God. And so thinking about why I have this emotion, why am I experiencing this, and not being quick to judge it or to decide what is going on is an important part of this prayer. So I'll invite us to get into a comfortable position, and I'll return to my seat, and then we will begin the prayer. As we begin the prayer, we take time to remember the presence of God around us, to remember that we are loved by God, to pray for the light of God to shine upon us and fill us with his presence. Let us take time as we reflect back on the day. And as we do, let us remember those things for which we are grateful. However small or insignificant they may seem, whatever it is that brought us joy or comfort in this day, we take a moment to remember it and give thanks to God. As we reflect on the day as well, let's draw to mind those places where we had strong emotional reactions, where we felt a great amount of joy or frustration, worry or hope. Without passing judgment, just noticing when they happened, what we were doing, what was going on. we pray for the Holy Spirit to guide us to a particular moment or event or emotion of the day and help us to reflect on it. How is God present in that? What might we learn from it? How might the Spirit of God guide us? Having reflected on this day, we turn our attention to the future, the day to come. We pray for the Spirit to guide us, reflecting on the things that we have planned, the things that we expect to happen. How might God be present in those moments? How might the Spirit strengthen us, prepare us, or guide us to do those in a way that is Christ-like and loving? Lord God, we give you thanks for the reflection on the day that has passed. We pray that you would guide us in the day that is to come and help us to be present to your presence with us here and now. Amen. Especially if this is first time praying something like that. I know it can feel a little bit unusual. But at this time, as we often do for our midweek services, we'll have a few minutes to reflect as a group. If there's something that you felt coming up, something that you recognized within yourself or feel that came out of that prayer for you and you'd like to share, you're welcome to do that. So, Rhea, you have something?
My grandmother. A couple of days ago, my grandmother came over to my house. That made me happy.
Made
super
happy. Excellent. Thank you. Sure, that'd be great. Does anyone else have something they'd like to?
Anybody else?
One thing that came to mind was like hanging out after school with one of my best friends and talking to her about a couple of fun things that happened over the extended weekend we had. And it reminded me how God doesn't always work directly by himself, and God often works through the people around us to show us that we are not alone and that we are cared for and loved.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
I can share. Well, I've got my own mic. one of the things that I reflected on in Bible study this morning, the Mark Bible study we were looking at, and we spent some time talking about in the first chapter of Mark, Jesus goes off by himself to pray alone. And we were kind of remarking on how interesting that is, that Jesus, God, takes time to himself, and also reflecting on the creation story where God, after creating everything, takes a day of rest. Not that God needs the rest. God is beyond needing rest, and yet that is a part of what God does, part of what Jesus does within their ministry, and just kind of reflecting on how perhaps I don't rest enough always, or slow down the way that I should, and if Jesus himself needs time in solitude or time to rest, then certainly I as a human need that as well. So, any final thoughts? Well, thank you all for participating, and if you want to know more about the prayer and how to do it, please reach out to me. Petra.
Light shining.